everyone, welcome back to the Gary V Audio Experience. Today's episode is a Q&A mashup from Gary V TV, where Gary highlights that you shouldn't be worried about other creators taking your audience and how there's room for everyone to grow on social media. We hope you enjoy.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
I think it's getting way too competitive on social media. You have people like Jay Shetty, like they've nailed it. Mass turned it into a
source. Of course. That's good. It should be merit-based.
But doesn't that set the bar so high for the rest of us?
No. It just means that what you're going to get is what you're going to get. That would have happened if those people were alive or not. The world is abundant. Let there be no confusion. The world is abundant. Me and anybody else, we are not taking eyeballs away from you. There are plenty of eyeballs. That's just the truth. It's just true. You know, it's just true. The question you just asked is the same question I was asked 2 years ago, 4 years ago, 6 years ago, 8 years ago, and there's many more people on now, and I'll be asked again in 20 years, and it's still gonna be the same answer. The world is abundant. You are gonna get what you're gonna get. Nobody's, you know, I've met a lot of people, they're like, oh, that influencer's taking my audience. I'm like, first of all, it's not your audience. The audience is the audience. Nobody owns anything. Number two, there are 7.7 billion people on earth. There's plenty of audience for you. And if you're bringing value and somebody else is bringing value in a similar genre, because no two people are the same, they're gonna consume both.
But unfortunately, I have someone, for instance, who has a much larger following than I do. Not only do they have a much larger following than I do, they have a huge name and they have a similar name on YouTube. So it's making me difficult to be found on YouTube. Would you have any advice on how to do that?
Yeah, to not worry about that. I mean, that's a complete non-factor. There's always gonna be somebody with more followers. There's always gonna be somebody bigger, stronger, prettier, more money. It's just completely irrelevant. You being able to be found on search on YouTube, if you're in a place where you're worried about being found organically on search on YouTube, then you're not gonna win, because then you're transactional, you're not a brand.
Right.
You understand?
So like, I should just,
if you're worried about like, damn, I'm not getting my proper views because this other Sergio Vincent type character is stealing my shit, then you're not winning. Like, because if people want to watch you, they're going to fucking find you.
Absolutely.
You understand?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, straight up. Like, like if people, you know, there's people that share fucking names with fucking more famous people.
Absolutely.
Michael B. Jordan's name is Michael B. Jordan. He had to fucking drop the B in there. But he still got fucking found. He's still getting his flex. So I'm not worried about that at all. I'm worried that you're worried about that.
Okay.
That's just something you need to spend. Spending any energy on alternative, you know, situations, AKA other people or what they're up to, has historically always been a losing formula.
Absolutely.
It just means that minute that you're, and you know how it is, right? Once you get captivated by some other shit, now you're watching his shit. Now you're like, you're wasting time. Every minute you're worried about like what's his thumbnail, what's his title, you know, what's going on there, or fuck, he's got a bigger name. Every minute you spend on that is a minute you're not spending on your community.
Absolutely. So what my focus is, as opposed to sitting there and actually even worrying about that, just keep plugging away. Focus on making sure I'm putting as much content as possible.
Yes, but also reading the comments and understanding if people actually enjoy it and if it's bringing value, and then mixing up your game if it's not.
Absolutely.
You know, the biggest strength I have is the evolution of my content, not just the content. It's listening and reading every comment. You know, the reason I was so good at engaging with everybody on Twitter early on, and even to this day, still engage more than most people at the volume that I get, is because I'm actually reading the comments. So just adding the yo, what's up, or love, or thank you is not super hard. Most people don't read the comments, bro.
Absolutely. No, it makes sense. So
read the comments and adjust, but also not just take what your audience wants if you don't want to do it. So it's this fine balance between what are you trying to pull off and what do they want from you? That's a whole nother thing.
I try to promote, this is like, I mean, the natural hair community is pretty much, you know, girls who rock their natural hair. And I used to not like follow anyone else because I'm very competitive and I can't get into the state where I'm like trying to compare myself, but I feel like I'm closed off into the community. So I've tried to go out and follow other girls and everything like that. But then I find myself like, okay, well, they get a lot of views because they're doing, and then they're keeping on trend and they're showing the makeup. And then I'm like overthinking myself.
You've got to get jealousy and envy out of your body. You got to practice. Their success and happiness has nothing to do with you. The world is abundant, Jess. They're not stealing your views.
Yeah.
Darling, listen to me. The world is abundant. Nobody's stealing your views. I know so many people that are competitive with other influencers and content makers. It's destroying them. As if somebody else's success has anything to do with you. It's a very ugly trait. Envy and jealousy is a fucking poison. It's poison. You should be happy for them.
Yeah.
You got to learn this. I'm telling you right now, you don't train this one. You don't tweak this one. You're going to be in a bad place forever. Tearing down somebody else's building to make your building feel big is loser shit.
And I do care about, I mean, I want others to be successful. It's just hard trying to rebrand myself when I see,
you know where this is going. Yeah, you're not going to win this game because you already know you're too smart. I can feel your smartness on this because you've already, look, you have the luxury of being naturally beautiful. So it's been easy to go natural, but like, listen to me. You have to go back to zero followers in your mind. That's what I did.
Yeah.
You have to go back to zero. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you right now, you will pick up a bigger audience of being your true self than trying to hold on to just hack the algorithm or the fan base for another view. You're not that girl anymore. Too many people go into infomercial and I want them to go into, you know, New York Times. I want them to go into Consumer Reports. I want them to go into the Wine Spectator. I want them to bring value. So notice how my examples were for the audience, not for the sales funnel for your business.
Absolutely. And so I guess with my business, it's more of like, you know, we're a creative industry and like we're paid a lot of times on our ideas. How do you like kind of go between giving away all your ideas and then still creating a brand for yourself? Okay.
Marley, I give away all my ideas. The world is abundant. You giving out your idea is going to lead to the customer. Is some other Marley in Texas going to take that and run with it? Yes. It's not coming out of your pocket. It's the greatest confusion of all time. The world is abundant and your best ideas lead to business, not lead to somebody stealing it and losing business. It's the greatest confusion in the business world. Hey, everybody on YouTube. First of all, thank you so much. So humbled for your time. I don't wear a watch, but time is the biggest asset. So thank you for watching that video. If you got some value out of that, there's plenty more where that came from. Feel free to check it out. As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people, you know, it's so funny, people that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness. I'm gonna have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away, which were our favorites this week?
Thanks so much, Gary. Today's amazing 5-star review reads, thank you. Gary keeps me motivated. No shortcuts and screw bad thoughts. Get up, live life, and record it. Thank you. No, thank you for that amazing review. And to anybody listening out there, if you leave us a review, you might just get shouted out in the next episode.